You've touched on something in this work, the resonance key, because I believe in some form or fashion, everything has this resonance to it.
Exactly.
In your opinion, what is it?
Resonance is really nothing more than vibration. I mean, if we think about it, nothing is solid. If we zero everything down to the quantum level, there's no such thing as a solid object. It's a vibrating particles. And the idea behind resonance is that you have everything is vibrating at its own frequency. And then when those frequencies sync up or when they align together, what it does is it creates an effect on the environment. It changes the environment. And Larry and I talked about this for a long time. We kept hearing the word resonance pop up in all kinds of places. Egyptologists were talking about possibly the use of resonance in the pyramids and sonic levitation. And we would hear about it in science, but nobody was really talking about it in terms of the paranormal. And, you know, if you're going to talk about things like ghosts and entities and energy, we're talking about energy.
Right.
So if everything is vibrating, if we could possibly find the resonant frequencies that these entities are vibrating at, it might help us understand how they then manifest in our physical reality. You know, resonance might be the mechanism by which something from their world manages to sneak into our world every now and then.
Well, you know, in relationships, having that same kind of synchronicity or resonance, you know, that you find couples that way.
Well, you know, partners. That's how Larry and I found each other and became writing partners. And it's part of our language. We say, you know, I've got great vibes from that person, or, you know, get off my wavelength. It's become a part of our language. Or you walk into a room and you just get a bad vibe. That's all about resonance.
Absolutely. Tesla was very tuned into this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He was probably, you know, the biggest groundbreaker in resonance research, and a lot of what is being done today comes straight from... I hear there's a Tesla revolution going on, so a lot of people are starting to go back and look at some of the things he did in terms of resonance and apply them in places they never were before. And what's really neat is that the paranormal is one of them.
He was way ahead of his time.
Oh, he was. He was. And he really didn't get half the credit that he deserved.
Well, let's talk about vibration and frequency. In terms of the physical world, in your opinion, what does it do and why does it do it?
Well, you know, I mean, at the quantum level, we're all particles, and those particles are vibrating. And we could assume that different forms are particles vibrating at different frequencies. So, for example, if you have something that's really dense, like a desk or a dresser, something that is really solid would be vibrating at a much different rate of resonance than perhaps a feather or something very light, something very fluid. So it really sort of determines what matter is what kind of form matter is going to take. If it's going to resonate at a higher frequency, it's going to be much different than something that's resonating at a lower frequency. And the same thing happens in our bodies, too, with health. I mean, if we're vibrating at a higher frequency, we're in optimum health. If our body's systems are vibrating at a lower frequency, we're sick, we're diseased. So it really does determine not just the environment, but also, I think, what life itself looks like.
Well, you know, as we started in your work, that physicists are looking for the theory of all of this.
They are.
But they haven't put two and two together yet, have they?
No, and I think there's a lot of little missing pieces, and perhaps resonance is a part of that. I think what everybody is looking for, whether you're a physicist or somebody who likes to investigate the unknown, or you're into spiritual and metaphysical subject matter, everybody wants to know, you know, what is reality? What is going on here? We don't really understand what our own reality is, and yet here we are trying to understand other realities. But one of the keys to doing that is to try to identify the mechanism by which everything appears to us. And resonance can help explain why, you know, things look so different, why there are different types of matter, why there are different densities, I guess you could say. So I don't know that resonance is necessarily the toe, the theory of everything, but I do think it's a part of it.
Let's talk about ancient civilizations, but specifically the Egyptians for a moment. Mm-hmm. Do you think they used vibration in order to move those blocks to build the pyramids?
That's one of the theories, and it doesn't seem to want to go away, is that sonic levitation is something that sounds really freaky, but it's actually been performed in laboratory settings, obviously with objects much smaller than a giant stone block. I believe, you know, we've seen, I saw on YouTube a couple of videos out of some laboratory experiments where they levitated very small objects. But the fact is, it's possible. If you find the right frequency of sound, you might be able to move a very large object. And that's what the theory is, that they somehow found that resonant frequency that synced up with these blocks of just massive, heavy granite or whatever they were built out of, and they were able to, it's almost putting them in a state of anti-gravity where you then could lift it and manipulate it and move it where you needed to. And the Coral Castle in Florida as well.
Lee Skolnick's place.
Yeah, that's another place that you hear these theories of, that he used sonic levitation, he used magnetism.
I think he did. He understood. And, you know, he said something, you know, a long time ago when he was still alive. He believed every object was magnetic.
Right.
You know, we think of it as, you know, it's got to be metal. That's the only way. But he believed every object, whether it was a rock, a twig, a human, that everything possessed magnetics.
Mm-hmm. And if you understood that, you could then manipulate that and do all kinds of things with it.
How far back did you and Larry go in terms of ancient civilizations to look at what they knew?
Well, you know, if you look at the religions and the major belief systems of the world, they all talk about, this is where it gets interesting, they all talk about what we refer to today as the secret or the law of attraction, the idea that like attracts like, that, you know, even Jesus said, as you think, so you will see, or as you believe, so you will see. That's actually resonance at work, because what they're saying is that if your thoughts, if your consciousness is vibrating at a certain frequency, you will then attract the physical manifestations that sync up with that frequency. And that is present in most every religion. There is that concept that as above, so below, that what happens in the cosmos happens on the microcosmic scale, and that everything resonates and syncs up with other resonant frequencies, and we as human beings have that ability as well.